You're listening to The Break on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Brian Barrett.
All right, joining us now from SB Nation, covers the NFL, Gina Thomas. You can follow on Twitter. It's at Gina Thomas. Gina, thanks for taking some time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, by the way, did I see on Twitter, because I'm a Red Sox fan, did I see you're a Red Sox fan as well?
Well, I'm a Red Sox fan because my boyfriend is from Boston. He is a Red Sox fan, and that's the only New England team that we can agree on. So, as a Falcons fan, I cannot in good conscience root for the Patriots. So, yes, I am a Red Sox fan, and I'm very exhausted after that series, but I'm delighted. So, it was a great, great series.
Yeah, it really was, and they'll be playing whoever wins out of the National League. But, yeah, the Red Sox, I mean, that was incredible last night. I'm a Red Sox fan myself, so I was pretty pumped up, and I didn't really want to go to bed last night after that game happened. I was too excited. But, nonetheless, we'll move on to some football stuff. There was a football game last night, not a good one. The Cardinals got blown out by the Broncos, and now the Cardinals have fired their offensive coordinator, Mike McCoy. This team is worse statistically than the 2000 Browns and the 2002 expansion Texans. It's on pace to be one of the worst offenses in NFL history. So Byron Leftwich is going to take over as the offensive coordinator. I'm just wondering, Gina, from your perspective, 6 weeks into the season, how much can Byron Leftwich change with the scheme and whatnot in the middle of the year?
You know, that's really tricky, especially when you're dealing with a rookie starting quarterback, because there's already a pretty big learning curve. I would be willing to bet that they have simplified the scheme to make it easier for him to transition to this level, and so you're already kind of at a deficit in terms of what you can do. So I think that that's going to be one of the unique challenges facing Leftwich as he takes over this role.
Yeah, Gina, one of the more fascinating games for me this weekend is the Eagles and the Panthers, because last week it wasn't the Panthers' offense that let them down, it was their defense that let them down, which we haven't really seen. Now, the Eagles last Thursday, they beat the Giants, a team that is absolutely horrible right now. But the Eagles are a team that they haven't looked themselves this year. So I feel like whoever loses this game, there's going to be storylines about the Panthers. Oh, the Panthers aren't that good. Or, yeah, we should really be worried about the Eagles. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that the Eagles, with Carson Wentz coming back from injury, I think that, and then they've lost a number of players from the Super Bowl team the year before. And so I think that they've just kind of gone through an adjustment period. But I think that they're hitting their stride now. Now, take that with a grain of salt, because the Giants are not a very good football team, and so I think most teams can look pretty effective against them. The Panthers have a ton of talent, and Cam Newton has a tendency to be up and down, but, you know, they do, he can usually get things done. I think that their defense has been a strength for them, and so it was surprising that they let down so much against Washington last week. So I think that that's going to really be the key against the Eagles. If you can contain them offensively, then I think the Panthers can make enough plays. Of course, as a Falcons fan, I'm okay with it if they don't. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, fair point. All right, so I know Aaron Rodgers and his Packers have a bye week, but it was not good for them on Monday Night Football. I understand they won the game, but Aaron Rodgers needed three chances to tie that game up, and then they got the late field goal, and the 49ers had been giving up, 29 points per game coming into that one. They've been a bad team. What do you see right now from the Packers' offense? Should there be a concern there?
You know, I think that I feel like we have this conversation about the Packers every single season about this time, where they're just not hitting their stride, getting, you know, through the first quarter and into the second quarter of the season. And I'm going to quote Aaron Rodgers and just say that people should probably relax about the Packers. He always finds a way to pull it out. As long as Rodgers stays healthy, I think that they're going to be fine. And, you know, Geronimo Allison has been dinged, but he looks like a guy who can really step up and make some big plays for them. I think that they're working Jimmy Graham into that offense more, and so I think that that's certainly an asset. But if Rodgers really hasn't had that kind of tight end to throw to in his career, so I think that that should help. And as long as they can protect Rodgers adequately, I think that they will turn things around.
We're chatting with Gina Thomas from SB Nation. You can follow on Twitter at Gina Thomas. All right, so the Patriots have that great performance on Sunday Night Football in terms of their offense. Brady puts up good numbers. Gronkowski comes alive late in that game. But the Chiefs' defense, we know, is not great. But they did have to go toe-to-toe with Pat Mahomes and company. Now they go on the road to take on the Chicago Bears, one of the better defenses in the league, although they didn't play great against Miami. How do you see this one working out?
You know, this one's going to be interesting. I think that the Patriots have definitely gotten better as the season has progressed. You know, they looked pretty rocky early in the year against the Jaguars especially. And that was pretty surprising. But they're kind of hitting their stride. But the Bears are a really interesting team. You know, we've seen them just go off against the Buccaneers offensively. So the defense is spectacular. And adding Khalil Mack has just made them really dominant on that side of the ball. But the offense has a lot of potential, too. And the Patriots secondary and, well, the defense in general, they have not been exceptional this year. And so I think that there's really an opportunity for Chicago here if they can harass Tom Brady and, you know, disrupt his game. And if they can contain the run, Sony Michel is hurt again, and I think that that probably makes things a little bit easier for the Bears if he's not 100%. So if they can contain the offense, I think that the Bears offense has a real opportunity this week against that Patriots defense.
Yeah, it should be an interesting game, and the fact that it's in Chicago, maybe that helps out the Bears immensely in this one, a slower track on the grass rather than the Patriots with that field turf. But, okay, how about the Texans? Because they're a team that Deshaun Watson has been banged up, but the Jaguars on the other side of this, their defense inexplicably has been really bad the past couple of weeks. What do you expect from Deshaun Watson in this one against this Jaguars defense?
Yeah, I think that this is going to be a really interesting game. I really assumed that the Jaguars would continue to be dominant, at least defensively, and I assumed that the Texans would look like the team that they were last year before Deshaun Watson got injured, because Watson played really well right out of the gate when he took over as a starter, and they've been pretty inconsistent, so it's hard to say. I think that the AFC South, it's hard to know for all four of those teams which team is going to show up on Sunday. So it's going to, I think that it just depends on, you know, if the Jaguars defense still looks like it doesn't quite have its stuff together. And, you know, if the Texans offense plays up to their potential, which is pretty high. I mean, they do have a lot of talent on that side of the ball. So this one, it's hard to even call because these teams have looked so different from week to week this season.
Yeah, it really is perplexing, that division. Gina, you look at Dallas and you look at Washington playing on Sunday, one of the great rivalries in the sport back in the day, although they still subject us to watching this game on national television every week. I don't get it. It's every year, I should say. It's annoying. Their games aren't good. But Dak was good last week. Before that, he hasn't been good. Washington's kind of been up and down. They had the big win last week over Carolina. They also beat Green Bay. What do you make of these two teams heading into this one?
Yeah, this one is another really interesting one. I think that it's going to come down to, you know, Prescott's play and whether or not they can get Ezekiel Elliott going consistently. And so if they can do those things, you know, if Prescott can manage the game effectively and if Zeke gets things going on the ground, I think that the Cowboys definitely have a shot in this one. But if not, you know, it could be another situation where Washington comes away with, you know, two wins in a row. So yeah, both of these teams have been up and down, too. So I think that that's kind of a hallmark for this league so far this season.
We're chatting with Gina Thomas from SB Nation. You can follow on Twitter. It's at Gina Thomas. All right, so last week, of course, the Chiefs lose to the Patriots, but the Bengals, they had an opportunity to take full control of that division in the AFC North. They take the late lead, and then Ben Roethlisberger comes all the way down the field. Gina, what is it with the Bengals in big games, whether it's a playoff game, a meaningful division game? Why can't they get it done when it seems like every advantage they should have in the game? They were up late. They were a team that was coming in 4-1. They were the home team. It just seemed like everything should have went right for the Bengals last week, and it didn't.
Well, I'm going to answer this from a Bengals fan perspective. Bengals fans will tell you that it's Marvin Lewis. You know, Bengals fans are by and large confused as to why he is still the head coach in Cincinnati. He has had plenty of opportunities at postseason success during his tenure there and has come away with none. And they have had a tendency to lose those big games during his tenure. And so I think that he is the common thread there. I don't know why that is. I don't know what he would need to change to turn that around. But this is a team that's shown a lot of promise this season. And if they still can't get it done in the big game, I don't know how the team could justify keeping Lewis on after this year.
How do you think this one goes against the Chiefs for him this weekend?
Against the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the Bengals are going to have a really tough time against that offense. Patrick Mahomes has been a revelation. He has been, I knew that when he was coming out of college, he needed to refine his skill set and things like that, but he really has. And watching him throw on the run reminds me of Brett Favre. He is just a joy to watch. And then they've got talent like Kareem Hunt, and they've got Tyreek Hill, and they've got Kelsey. So they've got some of the, you know, top players at their respective positions on that offense. And I just don't see a way that the Bengals will be able to top that.
Yeah, the Chargers are a team that's going to play in London this week against the Titans. They're 4-2. Now, historically, the Chargers, the past 4 or 5 years, they've been biting themselves early in the season and stubbing their toe early on in the season, some really mind-numbing losses that you wouldn't have expected. This year, it's kind of the opposite. They're 4-2. They've lost to a couple of good teams early on. Do you see the Chargers as a team that is a legitimate candidate to at least get to an AFC title game?
I always think that every year, but the Chargers always have such terrible luck with injuries, and that's happened this year with, you know, Joey Bosa springs to mind, and that is really problematic for their defense. So it just depends on if they can stay healthy enough to do it. If they can, Phillip Rivers is one of the league's best. I mean, he's very reliable. He's very consistent from week to week. They've got plenty of talent on both sides of the ball, and I think that they have some real opportunities within their division to, you know, get ahead, and they've got some advantages there. So, yes, I think that they could. But, again, it's for the Chargers, it always seems to be about whether or not they can stay healthy. I think the Falcons may have slightly worse injury luck than them this year, but usually the Chargers are the team that I feel sorriest for every season because of their injury situation.
All right, Gina, and just before we let you go, what have your impressions been so far of Baker Mayfield?
You know, overall, I've been impressed. I think that they maybe rushed him into starting, which has been something that the Browns also did other times in the past. But I think overall, he shows the traits and attributes that you want in a franchise quarterback. I think that he's had games where he's just been able to deal it and has looked spectacular. So I think that the potential is there that he really could be the franchise quarterback that that team's been looking for since 1999.
Yeah, it's crazy to think how long it's been for the Browns. Wow. All right, that's Gina Thomas from SB Nation. Follow on Twitter at Gina Thomas. Gina, thank you so much for taking some time this morning. We really appreciate it, and go Sox.
Yes, thank you for having me, and go Sox.
Anytime. All right, that's Gina Thomas. Great stuff from her from SB Nation Radio. And I want to mention the Falcons really quickly here because they play the Giants on Monday Night Football. If you look at the schedule for Atlanta, as bad as it was, they started the season off 1-4. You look at the schedule right now. They're going to host the Giants, who they should absolutely throttle. Then they're going to go to Washington, a very winnable game, a game that they should win based on talent. Then they're on the road to play the Browns. I get that the Browns are up and coming, but you should beat the Browns. And then you play the Dallas Cowboys at home. So that's a month right now where you could easily rattle off 4 wins in a row, which would make your winning streak at 5 games. Like, the Falcons are a team that started the season 1-4. They could very easily, get back into this with a win over the Giants, Washington, Cleveland, and Dallas. Those are all very winnable games for a Falcons offense that is so dynamic right now. So the Falcons, the one team that started off really, really poorly, that may actually have an opportunity to make a run at this thing. All right, you're listening to The Break right here on SB Nation Radio. When we come back, more proof that every single college basketball coach appears to be a fraud at this particular point in time. This is The Break on SB Nation.